In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hello, chickens. This is the fabulous Adam Richard, and I have a theory. Okay, chickens. I forgot how chaotic this was. I was getting hung up on the doctor talking to Ruth Madley. I don't know, however she says her name. I'm not going to go and watch a video now to find out how she says her name. That's what I have to do for work when we're looking into phonetics for Tom, for how to say things. how do you say this? And then, you know, we sometimes have to buzz him in his ear. But yes, who knows what's going on here. But the doctor says, if she remembers me, she will die. So what happens next? Just to remind us that the stakes are high, that if Donna remembers space things, it's going to be the worst thing that ever happens. If you haven't listened to the last two episodes, I'm trying to watch the 60th anniversary trailer. It says so in the title of this episode, if you haven't been looking. Anyway... So we get a brief glimpse of the 14th Doctor and Rose, very brief, which is Yasmin Finney from Heartstopper. And then what looks like a building and maybe an orange dot in the sky. It's hard to work out. Oh, no, yeah, there's a sudden explosion and something's heading towards Earth, and the doctor says a spaceship crashes right in front of her, and we see the spaceship crashing. And the doctor's saying over the top of this, it's like she's drawing us in. And then we see Rose with Donna, and they're coming towards the soft toys, and Donna pokes the Meep in the eye. Now, we know it's called the Meep because we've read the comic book. Well, if you're on Patreon, we've read the comic book. I read comics on the Patreon. So if you don't like comics and you just want to know what happens in them, you can listen to me read all the sound effects. and I would like to thank right now everyone who... has been quite patient. I did pause the billing for Patreon. It's not like I was charging people for no podcasts for the last couple of months. But that's all turned back on now. So if you want to quickly jump off so you don't get charged, this is your warning. we're coming up to the end of the month. I mean, I guess it charges whenever it's the anniversary of your last, when you joined. And a couple of people tried to join when it was turned off. So sorry about that, but feel free now. It's $2 or $1.99 or something stupid for the binge episodes where you get a whole week in a go. $3 a month if you want to get some bonus episodes like the Big finished ones and some other various bits and bobs that will be coming up soon. And for $6, you will buy me a coffee. Because that's how much they cost now. It's insane. But for $6, you also get the theoretician level episodes, which is the comic book ones where I read comic books out loud and do the funny voices. They're not that funny. I'm sure Matthew hates the ones with Tom Baker because he thinks I sound Welsh. Anyway. The Meep has just reacted. Now, we know if it's officially been announced that Miriam Margolyes is playing the Meep, but I thought we all knew that because we recognised her voice. but anyway, the Meep freaks out in this. The Meep's with a bunch of fluffy toys. It's very reminiscent of that moment in E.T. where Drew Barrymore is hanging out with E.T. in the cupboard. And Donna yells out, "What the hell?" Which... Again, I know I've already gone on about the profanity in this show. Now, I know hell is kind of like not a big deal, but in some certain parts of America where there are, you know, very full-on evangelical kind of like organizations who hold sway over government and that kind of thing, that word is considered to be quite offensive. So Disney going, yeah, sure, you can have that is kind of a thing. Anyway, I'm sure, again, that's like in the States as well as here, that word has probably slid down to being less offensive than some other words. It's like there's a word that Americans use a lot that in Australia is considered much more offensive. Or there's a couple of words. There's one for bottom, and there's one for a woman of loose morals. And in Australia, those two words are much, like, if you use one of those in a show, it's like, whoa, that's, we have to bump the rating up on that one. Although for some reason, it was fine in the opening of The Nanny, because it rhymed with her name. Anyway, Donna yells, "What the hell?" The doctor is in a suburban street. There appear to be soldiers running down the street. Donna is yelling that we've got a bloody Martian in the shed. Then we see the doctor poking his eye through the letter box. Is that the doctor? It's hard to tell. Sylvia is yelling, "Don't look." Oh my God, Jacqueline King, my favorite. I hope of all the spin-offs. Now I do have, someone has offered to tell me about all the spin-offs, what they are, how many there are. And I said, no, please don't tell me. Because I want to be surprised when they're announced. Does anyone want to know? Does anyone care? Anyway, Sylvia, I really hope there's a mum spin-off. Sylvia and Jackie. Like, it would be amazing. Anyway, Sylvia running down the hallway saying, "Don't look." And the Meep grabbing onto Donna's leg saying, "Meep, meep." Or is it the doctor's leg? Oh, no, it's Donna's leg. It's meep, meep. And then the doctor's coming down the corridor. Oh, Sylvia whacks him. It's never not funny. I mean, violence is not appropriate, but when it's a mother protecting your daughter from a scary spaceman with a sonic screwdriver, I'd say go for it, Sylvia. Give David Tennant a big old smack in the gob. And he's like, oh, here we go again. And then there's the Wrath Warriors. I don't know if that's what they're going to be called in this show, but they're shooting lasers everywhere. The Doctor sticks his hand out into it. Then he's on a spaceship. Then it's like heaps of quick cuts. Then Donna's looking kind of like confused about something, and the Doctor's saying, "I don't believe in destiny." But if destiny exists, and Donna's running down a corridor in a spaceship, oh my God, there's an explosion in a suburban house. There's things flying everywhere. Donna turns around, freaked out, and then we see a soldier with a bazooka on his shoulder. shooting a bazooka rocket-powered grenade, perhaps, and we see a trail of smoke going from said bazooka. Meanwhile, the soldier is running past a car that's on fire. There looks like an armored jeep in the background. The jeep explodes and is flung through the air to land on top of the car that's on fire. And the doctor says, then it's heading for Donna Noble, and the screen goes black. I've got nothing to look at. Just a subtitle. And then there's Donna just standing in what looks like something spacey. something spacey, not outer space, but it's a corridor with kind of like, you know, space lighting, you know, kind of like recessed lighting and metally sort of walls. Then the doctor and his sticky uppy hair, and he's got a lot of 5 o'clock shadow. There's a lot going on. I guess he's in his 50s now, isn't he? We're the same age, me and David Tennant, aren't we? Then he's in front of a big wall of screens with lots of, you know, news things on them, lots of explosions on the news. It's bad news. And the doctor says, I've got a memory. And then we see Neil Patrick Harris with his full Weimar Republic cabaret makeup on, like very white face with dark eye shadow and lipstick. And he's also carrying a cane, and he's wearing like a tuxedo with a big, is that a carnation in his lapel? I'm not entirely sure. You know, I'm only 1 minute into this trailer, and I've gotten to the end of my third episode. All right, more in the next one.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.